This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, this morning here on the Morning Conversation, we sit down with Marcia Laverne from the Family Development Center to talk more about an event coming up this weekend, the Hope Springs Eternal, that will be happening at the Jerry Bruce Nonprofit Campus. Marcia, good morning. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are excited to have you here with us. So it's an event being put on by Aviva, I believe, here at the Jerry Bruce Community Campus. And I know a lot of things going on. We've been talking about this, a free family event that's going to be happening this weekend. Let's dip our toe into what's happening, because I know it's a pretty busy event with a lot going on. So what do we got coming up here?
So we are so excited at the Jerry Bruce Community Campus to have all five partners presenting this great, fun, free day for families to come and just celebrate. It's being sponsored, there's lots of sponsors, but it's really showcasing the people that work on this campus. And there's Family Development Center, there's Fish Food Pantry, there's Umpqua, UHI is what we call them, and UCannon and Aviva Health. And so it's this great complex with this wonderful free event for families that's happening from 11 to 4.
So this is at the Jerry Bruce campus there. It's you've got the five different organizations, and these are organizations that really do a lot to try and help people in the community, help families in the community. And this is an opportunity to showcase what all of those organizations are doing.
Absolutely. I think there's no wrong door on this campus. It doesn't matter if you come to one agency, and it's not what you were looking for, we can make sure you get to the appropriate agency that you were trying to find. And so the great thing about the JBCC campus is that you can really access any services. There's, if families are looking for food or medical care or parenting support, preschool, it's just a wonderful place where there's a diversity of services that really any need can be met.
Obviously, sounds like a great resource for families and folks here in Douglas County. Where is it located at?
So it's located, I just tell people, the light past Costco, right? It goes from Jerry's Drive to Kenneth Ford Drive. And this event is going to be so much fun. It's happening rain or shine.
That's probably good, unfortunately. We'd love to see the sunshine this weekend, but.
So we live in Oregon, so we're prepared for that. And so we're going to have face painting, balloon art. There's going to be performances, a hula performance. There's going to be a dunk tank and a selfie booth and an obstacle course and all kinds of fun things for all ages of children to participate in.
And so a lot of activities going on, a lot of things that folks can find out about for resources that might be helpful to them or to someone they know. And it's just some great things to be able to know that are available in the community. But also it looks like some raffle prizes you guys have planned for this event as well.
We have some amazing raffle baskets. So we you can purchase the day of, or you can pre-purchase at any of the sites on the campus now. And tickets are only a dollar, and the proceeds will benefit Family Development Center this year.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm looking at this. Six-person plane rides, passes to Wildlife Safari, limousine tours of the Umpqua Valley Wineries. A lot of great things here. A stay at the Mill Creek Casino. So a lot of great possible prizes in the raffle there. Some food trucks and options there for folks to make kind of a lunchtime day of it.
Absolutely. It should be a fun, great, free event for families.
That's really cool. I do see this dunk tank. Are you volunteering for that?
I am not. I have made it. That was the very first thing. There's an exception. But we are really, really pushing to get Casey Bolton in that dunk tank. So the campus partners have been voting, and so he's at the top of the list.
I imagine he's probably feeling a little bit targeted there. Aviva Health CEO Casey Bolton might be in that dunk tank, and those are always fun, and especially on a day that might be, not the best day for a dunk tank. If you're the person getting dunked, if you're the person dunking the people, then it's the best because you just want to get them in the water. So
right.
Sounds like a fun thing to come out and do.
And people can volunteer during the day if they, or they can nominate. And if there's somebody they want to see in there that's on the campus, they can just say, hey, I want that person in there. So It should be a lot of fun.
Well, it's going to be a great day, highlighting a lot of great services that are available to folks in Douglas County. Hope Springs Eternal. It's happening this weekend out at the Jerry Bruce Community Campus, and they're the light past Costco is an easy way to remember. So that's nice and easy there. Anything else that folks should know about it? Or
I think just there will be a bus that'll be running a circle in there. So, you know, if they want to park in the Costco parking lot, there's going to be accessible parking in the FDC parking lot. So we're just trying to make this as easy as possible for people to get to.
Well, that's awesome. And it sounds like it will be fun and a lot of great activities going on and resources to find out about. So hopefully folks will be able to do it. Again, give us kind of the timeline on Saturday on when you guys are going to have things happening.
It's Saturday from 11 to 4 on the JBCC campus.
All right. Hopefully folks will get a chance to stop on by, rain or shine, out there. Marsha Laverne joining us from,
Family Development Center.
I knew it was, I just had FDC stuck in my head, and I was trying to remember what all those letters stood for, but the Family Development Center. Marsha, thanks so much for joining us on the Morning Conversation.
Joey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We will be back with your news headlines here on the Morning Report. KQEN News Time is 8:37.